freedom's people.
My country.
Freedom, there's a word.
Tis a big, sweet land of...
Freedom, there's a word. Jefferson at Phillytown heard it and then wrote down, all men are created equal. Freedom, there's a word. My mother held me on her knee and said,
honey, someday you gonna be free.
And she was right, so now I sing.
From the old world they came, high with hopes and strong. To America they brought this hope and strength and founded a nation of splendid freedoms. But this is not their story. No, this is the story of those who did not come but were taken. The story of those who lost freedom when they came upon our shores. And for years they tilled our soil, gathered our crops, and made the land good. Some won liberty, others waited. Then freedom came to all, a liberty well-deserved, a liberty triumphant. Yes, this is the story of the American Negro, 13 million citizens of the United States. And now the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Office of Education in the Federal Security Agency, brings you this program dedicated to and conceived by the American Negro, truly freedom's people. This is the story of a great gift, the story of a rich land further enriched by a bounty of beauty. This is the story of the warm and human melodies the Negro found in his heart and gave to America.
You're going to sing all day long, waking in the fields. All night long, you're going to sing. Know why?
Why?
Because singing is a door you can slam in the face of trouble. Because singing is going home. Because singing is any man's right. And you can sing.
You bet we can, mister. We can sing fine. Why, my grandfather...
I know, and his grandfather, too. All were fine singers, weren't they? And they just didn't open up their mouths and let the music fly. No. They put all their living into it. Sometimes it was all they had. So they put their souls into rhythm and their hearts into melody, and their songs had the beat of life.
Didn't nobody have to teach them either?
No, sir. Nobody has to teach a bird how to fly or a hunting dog to find a scent. Nobody had to teach the Negro to sing. From across the ocean, he brought a rhythm. And from a love of God, he found the words. It was as simple as that. Negro music isn't written first, then sung. It's sung first, then maybe it's written. That's how it was with the spirituals. Those songs were born in the faith, in the trouble, in the little country churches of the South, in the Brush Arbor revival meetings, in the hearts of simple people who were deeply and wonderfully religious. That's where they were born.
But how?
I can't answer that exactly. No one can. Most often, the spiritual just kind of happened. The songs were remembered, but the reasons were forgotten. Sometimes, though, you can trace back and find a story.
Like, for instance...
Well, let's see. Seems like I remember a story about a spiritual. Yeah, it was back, well, it was a long stretch back. On a plantation down on the Red River. Must have been late in the summer, for the cotton was ready for picking.
Listen, have you heard about it?
Heard about what, Solomon?
Ain't gonna let us do it no more.
ain't gonna let us go.
Who ain't gonna let us do what?
Go cross the river no more. Ain't gonna let us go cross the river to the mission.
What you saying thou, Solomon?
It ain't true.
True is gospel. Heard it just now. No more going cross the river to the mission for church meetings.
Well, that's wrong.
Wrong as sin.
Ain't nothing to do.
There is.
Is what?
Is something to do. Sure there is. There's got to be.
John, what you got in your head?
Religion.